Sweetheart. Sweetheart. Where are you? Come to Mummy. Chris. Chris. Where are you?
Sure you won't come out tonight?
Yeah, I want to. I just have drawings for Monday.
Why couldn't I be an art major? I'd be doodling all this weekend instead of memorizing the lives of Russian czars.
I'll see you later.
Okay. And, remember, color inside the lines?
You gotta be more careful. I could've been anybody.
I wish you were anybody. Nobody would scare me like that. I hate it when you do that, Michael!
Hey, nothing beats a little scare now and then. Gets the endorphins flowing, you feel alive, primal.
Hey!
A little out of control.
What is this about, Marquis?
Just a little power exchange.
A little role playing. Works for Scott and Lisa.
Oh, yeah, they're the example to follow.
You can spank me later.
No, thanks.
I have other plans for you.
Yeah. Wait a second. Honey, it's for you.
Hello? Yes. Yes, it is. You're kidding. A house? Yes, I suppose so. Okay. I will. Thank you.
What was that all about?
I was a guy from the Historical Society up in Thatcher.
Only you would get a call at 7:30 in the morning from a historian.
They have a house. I didn't even know about it. A house has been in my family for hundreds of years. Somehow this guy tracked me down. The town wants to tear down the house, and they said I can go through and take out family things if I want.
What? You're not actually going there, are you?
Why don't you come with me? It'll be an adventure.
So it's like what? Totally empty? And we do what there? You keep me company? You know, support a friend? Oh, right.
I'll go. I mean, we could have fun, guys. We could hang out.
You got finals, Jer. We all do.
Yeah, and no offense, hon, but you can study anywhere. You know, have Sketchpad, we'll travel and all that. But we need the comforts of home, you know? I mean, books, laptops, take out pizza.
Drugs.
Why do this, Chris?
A couple of years ago when my mom died, I found out I was adopted.
They never told her.
The problem was that no one from my biological family was left.
There was, like, no one to ask the questions you need answered, like why they gave you up. Little things like that. So if this means that I'm going to find out something, then I'm going to go, even if it means spending the night in some empty old house.
Yeah, well, just remember Dr. Zayas, baby.
Who is that?
Planet of the Apes. Charlton Heston rides off in the sunset with the chick in the fur bikini. Right before he finds the Statue of Liberty, the head ape says,
"You may not like what you find."
Yeah, hold on. I'm out by the old Miller house. Complaints again. Yeah, it's banging this time. Half a mind to think it's a frozen pipes. About 50 years the place has been empty. Anyway, the town wants me to check it out. I shouldn't be long.
I can't believe you won't come with me.
Look, we talked about this. This is an important semester for me. You know that of all people. I got a score. I need this weekend with the books. Sweetheart, I'm doing it for us.
Oh, come on, Michael.
Hey, I got a great idea. Why don't you go with Jerry? We know he'd love to take you. Hell, he'd drop out at the chance.
Yeah, like I might want to be alone with Jerry.
Well, that's just a suggestion.
No, you know what I mean. I love Jerry, but not for a dark night in a lonely house. Is Jerry gonna protect me? I don't think so. You could.
Protect you from what, huh?
Michael, this is really scary for me. I mean, what if what Scott said is right? Who knows what I'm gonna find there?
Tell you what. We leave on Monday after exams, all right? We drive up together.
Michael, they're pulling stuff out starting Monday. I want to get there now. See ya. Sorry. Are you okay?
Why are you here? What do you want?
I'm looking for Thatcher. The Miller house.
You've come back.
Yes. What?
Go home. There's nothing for you here.
No, I know that. I'm looking for the Miller house.
Believe me, you don't want to go to that house.
Right. Okay.
Death's in that house. It's all by design.
I'll find it myself. Thanks.
Where are you? Come to Mommy. Get this child, Warlock. I swear it.
She's mine. She's been given to me.
Mommy, Mommy!
Thank you.
Whoa. Okay, I'll come back tomorrow. For you. Thank you.
is. I don't like it when you scare me, Michael.
All right. We're going to get a lot of work done here.
Maybe we should slept on the lawn so we didn't disturb you?
I was just so fucking scared, Michael.
Chris, thanks. We got food. We got vegetarian for you and Robin. We got meat for the men. Small child for Lisa.
And the wind is blowing the windows
Michael.
Open and closed.
Whoa, wait. What about the voice?
Oh, check it out, Chris. We swiped the glass out of the lounge.
Hey, can I get a word in here? Hold on. It's a typhoon out there. We almost got blown off the road. I mean, you're alone in an old house. The wind and rain and do all kinds of crazy things. Honey, we didn't try to scare you.
Yeah, he's telling the truth. I mean, I was hearing some crazy stuff out there, too.
I don't know, Michael. What the hell are you guys doing here, anyway?
Your boyfriend made us. Asked us to come up. Something about supporting you at this difficult time.
And we figured we could study here. In fact, it might be easier. You know, the distractions. Who was doing that little girl voice?
What little girl voice?
Well, guys, I've got your problem here. Frozen. Frozen pipe situation. Guys.
Guitar boy, no time for napping. Everybody's got a job to do.
I don't know, I was trying to fix the pipe or something. There's banging.
Nice going, genius. Way to break the floor.
Accommodations aren't much. This place, Michael. And there's nothing here that's gonna tell me anything about my family. I want to leave first thing in the morning.
Look, baby, you gave yourself a good scare, but now you got your crew with you. You got nothing to worry about. You'll see. Tomorrow's gonna be different. I'll make a big breakfast. We'll have a blast. We'll search around. I bet we find something.
Thank you.
Everything above here is sacred. Everything below here is sacred. Everything east of here is sacred. Everything west of here is sacred.
Morning, kids.
Morning, Dad. Pancakes?
Right. I got a batch for you with soy milk right here.
Oh, my hero. Been hero to cows everywhere.
Yeah, I would know.
Coffee.
Looks good, man.
Damn good. Hey, you're in my no-fly zone.
I don't know. It's kind of a dump, but this place kind of rocks, don't you think?
I don't know. Hey, is it me, Jer, or is this thing getting bigger?
Well, look who's up.
They want me to go through family stuff, and so far I haven't been able to find any stuff. It's like the house has been turned upside down. And not even a book.
So great, that means we can go back to civilization?
I'm Mr. Butterfield. We spoke on the phone.
Oh, right. The historian. Come in.
Thank you.
Can I take your wet coat? Do you want some breakfast?
No, thanks. I can't stay. I just came to bring you some papers to sign. Permission to take some things off the premises, that kind of thing.
Who is it, Chris?
It's the historian. The phone call? Can you tell me about my family?
You want some pancakes? How you doing?
I need to spend some time with Mr. Butterfield, so I'll be with you in a minute.
Sure. No problem.
I need to...
What can you tell me about the house?
Ah, the house. The house. Well, they... The house was once owned by a man named Covington. Horrible man, evidently.
He wasn't...
Your relative? No.
Why was he so horrible?
Well, there was a lot of talk about disappearing children, ritual sacrifice, that kind of thing. Of course, all this was in the 1600s. People did say those kind of things those days. Still, the evidence is rather compelling.
What happened to him? How did we get the house?
Oh, he disappeared. Quite suddenly, mysteriously. No one was very surprised, or too upset for that matter. And then your ancestor, Catherine Miller, she bought the house. Her daughter was one of those who disappeared. Hey, you all right, miss?
Yeah, I... This is just the first time I'm hearing any of this.
Well, what I came to tell you was that I do have some letters. Well, one long letter, actually, written by your great-grandmother in 1674. I can't quite make it out. The funny thing is, it was written to a woman named Chris. Maybe you were named after her.
Wow.
I have brought her to you, my prince. Your sacrifice, as it was written. A child of the Call. Born on the blue moon. And she has the blood. This is my gift to your glory.
School is not the real world, okay? It's all crap. It's not gonna be anything like it, not in a million years.
I'll get it.
You are a dreamer, man. Big dreamer.
Yeah?
Hello. My name is Philip Covington.
Chris, this is Philip. He says he needs to talk to you. He's an
architect with a particular interest in old houses.
I've admired the house for some time, and I couldn't believe my good fortune that the Miller House was finally open and the owner home, no less.
I'm just learning about the house myself from Mr. Butterfield.
This house is actually quite famous. It's been painted countless times, was even an artist's home in years past. I could show you some drawings. You do realize the house could be worth a fortune. Very powerful energy in this place. They say the wood was brought over from Spain, from an old church. You almost feel it.
Excuse me. I've been town historian here for 37 years, and I've never seen any paintings. And as an expert on the genealogy of the Miller family, I can assure you, no artist ever lived here.
I'm afraid you're wrong. There's one here right now. Would you mind if I look around?
No, be my guest.
What's your name, sir? I wonder if you could tell me your business here.
I'll need those letters.
For her eyes only, I'm afraid. In a moment. How did you know about those letters?
Give them to me.
I believe I'll have a conversation with young Chris.
That won't be possible. Then let me give you some air. Those who forget the past are doomed to repeat it.
Where's Mr. Butterfield?
Oh, he couldn't stay. He said he needed some air.
Oh, I didn't see him leave. The storm is terrible. I forgot to ask him about the letters.
Oh, yes, he mentioned them. I'm sure he'll return.
What did he say about them?
Well, the contents were rather vague. Something about we need a new mule. The butter churn is broken. This sort of thing those poor folks worried about. enough of ancient history. I really should be going.
No, the storm. Maybe you could stay just for lunch or until the storm lets up.
Yes, I suppose it would give me more time to see the house and to get to know you. You could probably tell me so much about this place.
Chris, you didn't have anything for breakfast, or maybe make you something.
Nah, I'll take care of it, thanks. You'll stay?
Okay, we're just gonna be hanging out. I hope it's not boring.
Oh, I'm sure it'll be anything but boring. Quite a girl, isn't she? You love her, don't you?
No.
Oh, you can't hide it. It oozes from you, lad. Nor should it be hid. A man is never more a man than when he truly loves a woman. I could help you win her.
We went to high school together. And we're really close friends, but she has a boyfriend already. She has Michael.
He's not her true love. Anyone can see that. She's a sensitive girl. An artist. He doesn't understand her. Artists don't know what they think, what they want. They only know how they feel. Do you ever talk to her about feelings? About how she feels?
No.
So, I guess after lunch you'll be, going?
Well, actually, I thought I'd ride the storm out here.
Your car doesn't work in the rain?
Oh, no, it's not the rain.
Come on, guys. Don't give him a hard time. You're an architect, huh? So you, what, design houses?
No, Lise. Boats.
So... what can you tell us about this house, please?
Certainly. Few people know this, but there's a series of catacombs designed underneath the house, an entire network of tunnels built as an escape route during colonial times.
Cool. Can we see them?
Afraid they've been sealed for hundreds of years.
So, why'd you become an architect?
It's my calling. Like Miss Chris's art, like Jerry's music.
Like my golden touch.
Sell out.
Like hell I am. Uh-huh. A few years of sucking up the tail of the Wall Street money machine. I can do my own thing.
Yeah, if you didn't know what your own thing is by that time.
I just want to do my own work. Even if it means waiting tables, I don't care. I don't want to be a player in somebody else's dream.
Because, I mean, you got to be free. Did you guys ever feel like you had to do this thing and doing anything else is, you know, it's like digging a ditch, like a prison sentence?
Exactly.
Free to be a waitress. It sounds like bullshit to me.
Yeah.
She won't be a waitress. I mean, she'll be an artist. An artist with ketchup stains, that's all.
Interesting amulet.
Oh, thanks. It's kind of like my protector.
Yes, the Diana Stone, isn't it? The Huntress. No demon can harm you as long as you wear it.
Yeah, that's right.
So,
Is she a close friend?
She's my best friend.
Why?
Nothing. She's surrounded by her closest friends. That's good. Captain of industry.
Hey, whatever it takes.
To
live a good life, to not have to struggle, to make it.
You've known bad times?
My old man, a dreamer like her. But you can't feed your family on dreams, right?
Your father disappointed you.
That's a fucking understatement of the year.
And you're afraid you'll be just like him?
Hell no, I'm nothing like him.
I imagine not. You're a different person. You have a different heart. You may be better served trying to be more like Michael than trying to be less like your father. It's all a matter of emphasis.
Hey, you guys. That man, the architect, has been talking with you.
Yeah, Philip, he's cool, don't you think?
Did he ask you about Chris?
Yeah, so?
I don't like this.
What?
You don't like what?
His snooping around. The questions. Have you ever noticed the way he watches us?
Jesus, Robin, chill. He's an architect, right? He wants to learn about the house, so of course he's interested in Chris. That's why he's here. He's gonna ask questions.
Did you give him anything? Did he take anything from you?
No. Why?
Nothing.
Don't jump out. He's cool.
What is it, sweetie?
having a nightmare.
Oh, God.
It was so real. It's a good thing I came in when I did, thrashing around like a mental patient. Thanks for the image. Look, Chris, that guy Philip, do you know where he is? He was in my dream. No, I figure he's checking out the house. Why? I get a bad vibe.
You get a bad vibe watching cartoons.
Yeah, that's right. Like those old Bugs Bunnies. The ones that are all about death and hunting.
Robin.
And all
this...
What's this about? Look, just do me a favor. Don't give him anything.
Huh?
I think he's bad, Chris. The way he watches, what he asks about you, about how close we are to you, the things he knows. I threw the tarot about him. The news wasn't good.
Meaning
he's not what he seems. I think he's a witch, Chris. A warlock.
Okay, I thought that you said that you were a witch.
I am. But it's different. True followers of the craft practice their powers for the good, for the earth. It's occasional love potion, of course. But anyone can learn to use those powers.
Okay, so what do we do?
Okay, listen. Witches, warlocks, and other demons that commune with the devil work their spells with the aid of a personal item from their victim. If the item is given willingly, the spell has that much more power.
So I won't give him anything?
That's right, just as a precaution.
Okay. He's different, I'll give you that. But he's a demon, and he's going to cast spells on us, and why?
I don't know, but I'm gonna find out. In the meantime, promise me you won't give him anything.
Okay.
Chris Pines.
Hey. I just want to thank you so much for the advice that, you know, you gave me. I've never seen her react like that before.
You're welcome, lad.
Remember I told you I wouldn't let you see some of my music? Check this out. This one's about Chris. They are. Tell her that.
His song is his soul. His soul is he. And as it burns, he'll belong to me.
Point of natural selection. Every few years is like this thinning of the herd, you know? That's why we've got wars and, you know, famine, plagues.
Check it out. We've got chicken flu, mad cow, Ebola, AIDS. I mean, I'd say we got 2 years max. So have fun while you can.
Amen, baby. Amen.
Looks like I'm getting a lot of work done down here. Look, I'm going back upstairs. Call me when it's time to make dinner. That is, if the world is still standing. I know who you are. What do you want? What do you want from us?
The Miller girl. You're going to give her to me.
No way. Never.
Then die. It's that simple.
Are you looking for this? Oh, yes. It's yours. Each of your spells, I have 20 against them. Be still, young witch.
Where's Robin? She was gonna make sauce.
I don't know. I haven't seen her for a while.
Have any of you guys talked to her about Philip? She thinks he's bad news.
I agree. I don't trust the guy. Lisa likes him, though.
Look, I don't like him, okay? Jeez, you get one incredibly handsome guy around them and they get all jealous. What do you think, Jerry?
What? You talking to me?
Philip, what do you think about him?
He's a good guy. He's smart.
Elwood knows.
Leave me alone, man.
You're not gonna forget that bitch. But you gotta watch matters next time.
Scott.
What? Just fucking around. Time.
Oh, you scared me. Time for what?
Oh, time for dinner. Except if we didn't bring a spaghetti strainer, it's gonna be a long night.
Your timepiece. It's quite old.
Huh? Oh, the watch. That's funny.
Funny?
That was my father's. Pretty much the only thing he ever gave me that was worth anything. I should sell it.
I could get it appraised for you, so you're not taken advantage of.
Right on.
Rob! Robin! Oh, God.
The father's son will end this day, just like this fruit in death's decay.
I'm really worried about Robin. I mean, how do you get lost in a house?
Kidding, she's probably meditating in a closet somewhere. You know how she is. Vibes aren't right or something.
Yeah, I mean, don't you remember last year at the lake? She hid in the closet for, what, 4 hours because she wanted to get into her own head?
I found a plant of sitar jacked up on millet cookies and wheatgrass.
Yeah, but if I remember correctly, she did achieve headspace liftoff, and weren't we jealous?
You know, you guys can all make jokes, but I don't know anybody more perceptive or sensitive than Robin. And she's a really good person. She would never make fun of you behind your back.
She's a freak.
Fuck you.
Okay.
Well, Chris, I'm just saying.
I know what you're just saying.
Hey, could everybody just chill? Huh?
Hey, man, you okay? You're like, you don't look so good. You're all yellow.
I'll be fine. It's probably just indigestion or something.
So, are you all right?
Why?
You're okay, aren't you, Jerry?
I have a headache.
This is one sickly bunch.
Will you make sure you stay healthy, okay?
This is ridiculous.
I'm gonna find Robin if I have to turn the house upside down. I'd appreciate some help.
I'll see if I can place her.
Great.
Take care of yourself.
Hey, Look what Philip gave me. Supposedly, it was used right around here to get the witches to confess.
Mm. You know what? We always wanted one of these.
Yeah, well, I thought it was really sweet. So I gave him that drawing that Chris did of us.
Robin? 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 Robin.
under his hideous spell. Those closest to you are forced to betray you or suffer an agonizing and cruel death.
How say you? Take her.
Then, on the blue moon, you, the child of the call, daughter of a witch, were taken to his lair as his evil sacrifice.
Mr. Miller.
Take her.
Of course, I knew how to defeat him. Or thought I did, for I was a woman of the craft, and I had the talisman. But I made a horrible mistake. I didn't kill the evil. And only now do I know the only true way to kill the warlock is to...
Is to what? Is to what? To what? Jerry!
You gotta get out of here! You gotta find Michael! We gotta get out of here! Jesus, Jerry!
Still.
Michael! 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 What are you doing here? What do you want?
You. I've waited a long time. A very long time.
I want you gone.
So desperate to find out who you are. Do you want to know, Chris?
You don't know me.
A child of the call, born of witch's blood. You'll be sacrificed. And as your blood runs, I'll raise from the pits of hell a woman, a consort. Who will mother a race of evil the world has never seen? It is my purpose, my destiny, and yours.
You're insane. That is not who I am. I am not a witch.
No, you're not. That's clear. You're a scared little girl, and you don't have the power. But your mother did. You have her blood. That's all I need.
Jerry? Michael! Scott!
How ironic. When it is I that need your friends for the sacrifice to have its effect. It's an inconvenience. But as they say, the devil is in the details. Let me show you something. Think they'll forsake you to end their suffering. Perhaps you'll be saved by young Jerry. His two loves, you and music. But after what I've done to him, he'll forsake you or he'll never hear another note again. And then there's Michael, your great love. Well, he's literally turning into his father. Unfortunately, his father is dead.
It's of no use, Chris. I've sealed the house.
The sacrificial child must be given to me. Do you give her to me, friends?
Yes.
No!
Take
no!
her.
No!
You give that bitch up!
What do you want?
is you can hear me.
I can't. No matter what you do to me. I love her.
I see, Jerry. Yes. Let me show you something.
I won't do it.
The others have already forsaken her, Michael. Are you willing to die for her? See you soon, Chris.
Michael!
One more loyal friend to go.
Michael! Oh, God. Let's go.
I might want to be alone with Jerry.
See, Chris, Jerry was actually quite strong. He could withstand anything except the idea you thought him a joke.
No one can hear you, Les. And if they could, it would be of little help. As much as I relish your scream.
I do need to concentrate. I've waited 350 years for this moment. Do you remember? When you return, Chris, it'll be as the bride of Lucifer himself. And Chris, he'll never let you down.
Samael, Raphael, angels of hell, hear me. Prepare our dark prince Lucifer for his new bride.
Thank you.
power! My own weapons?
No. With mine.
I'm sending you away, my love. As we talked about. You'll never be safe here now. I'll join you when I can. But remember, no matter what happens, I'll always be with you.
Strength and courage tempered by judgment. Spiritual strength overcomes evil. Fortitude and joy of life.